RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Hit us with that all-time unwritten law. We've been talking about it, or rule, over the holidays with Larry David saying no saying Happy New Year, I think from January 7th on. That's it. You're out of Happy New Year's, and I certainly don't. So it's a nice thing. It gives you something to say to people that's a little bit different. That's all. All right, hit us with your all-timer. We've had a few that were really good. Scott Presler has to move to 2:30 today. Something's come up, but he'll be here at 2:30. And again, this happens quite frequently, significantly, I'd say, out of all proportion to numbers. But a guy named William DeFore, who goes by Julia, J-U-L-I-A, was just arrested by the Secret Service after allegedly vandalizing J.D. Vance's Ohio home. And the back and forth with this hill that Democrats continue to want to die on around transgenderism, particularly in sports, bathrooms, the whole thing. But people that are often violent around this. And I found it interesting that the Trump administration is really in a death battle with Children's Hospital of Philadelphia over this. And also, this, I think it's on North Broad, this place that has a lot of transgender accoutrements for chest binders, et cetera, that they're not allowed to sell based upon what the Trump administration is trying to do. So that's happening right here in Philadelphia. But again, how many incidents have we seen out of all proportion to numbers around the issue of transgenders and the back and forth going on around this? All right, 855-839-1210. And the Venezuelan thing is a big story for the cable outlets to cover because they can put a lot of people in position. They know what the story is going to be that day, like they have people in Colombia now. And it is a big story. How do the Russians and Chinese see this? Do they get any inkling that Trump is not playing around? They were working with the Venezuelans in various ways, fuel and the rest of it. But this is not going to be what the midterms are decided over. It's a plus. Midterms are going to be decided over each one of these congressional seats. How does the healthcare stuff play out? That's happening this week. How does housing play out? And how does general affordability play out? But I see progress, CNBC shows this morning, with good signs around inflation and the job market. The markets are responding well to what's going on in Venezuela. All the Trump administration has to do is kind of acknowledge, given the downturn of Biden, how difficult it is to turn the ship around, but it's turning. And we're with Americans on this, and the big, beautiful bill kicking in within the next couple of weeks. People will start to have a better sense around their taxes. The things I've told you about school choice in there, overtime benefits, no tax on tips. They're all going to be there and they're all going to play out if handled properly. And I'm counting on that to turn the tide and win the midterms. And we'll keep the Senate, no doubt, but continue to keep the Congress. By the way, I haven't seen Jim Harv deGrasse Harvey. I haven't seen what he has said about Venezuela, the opponent to Brian Fitzpatrick. The Houlihan, of course, said this shows President Trump is not paying attention to the average American, and she raised the affordability argument. Are people really buying that out there in Chester County to let Maduro continue in this manner, let the threat continue? For me, if I were in that situation and I realized the other side would go nuts, if you really want to put a dent in drug trafficking, fentanyl is the base, you got to hit the cartels in Mexico. And I realized, come on, Tom, it's a friendly country. They haven't asked us. We asked them and they still won't ask for our help. That's where the problem is. And I'm wondering, see, the thing with fentanyl, do people say, well, you know, the drug dealers wouldn't have a market if Americans weren't doing this? Yeah, but with fentanyl, it could be random. It could be people are not addicted or doing anything else, and they end up overdosing somehow or another on fentanyl, of some fentanyl component. And that really comes from China vis-a-vis the middleman, though, the Mexican cartels. That's where the action is. And I assume Democrats would even support the cartels. This is real evil. And the Mexican government's afraid of them. They can't control them. They don't want us to control them because they're afraid of the retaliation. That's what you're living under. I mean, I was in Juarez. That was a while ago. And I'm telling you, it was scary talking to the mayor of Juarez. I couldn't wait to get out of there. I did it for about a half hour. Then we were talking about the sandbags and the school desk for the blast. He did give me two Mexican guys taller than me with suits, but with an Uzi on their right hand like this.
Ooh.
Just to walk 3/4 of a block to get onto the bridge on the other side.
I like that vision.
Guys, can we jog to the other side? Can you imagine?
No, you can't jog in that scenario. That means it's like this guy might be important. This guy's got, you know, this guy's important. Let's get after him.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I can almost remember every foot of that 3/4 of a block type of thing to get to the bridge. The office wasn't too far.
Longest block of your life.
God, yes. And how brave this guy was. And he's willing to, you know, come on in. Let's have some, I forget what he was giving me, a beer or something.
Cerveza.
You know, for the blast. Just that rung in my ears, for the blast. Can we do a show out of here, Greg Stocker? Oh, yeah. Put more sandbags in. They can't deal. If you really want to deal with it, I mean, that criticism of Venezuela, not the source of the problem per se. They're a source. They don't care. They are spreading misery throughout the hemisphere. I'm all on board with that. But it's the Mexican drug cartels. And these cartels are so emboldened that I think they would say, you know what we're going to do then? We're going to attack you more. And that's just what we want them to say, because then it's all out. Now, DeSantis would do this. I hope that Trump does it rather than fooling around as much with this guy. I'm glad this guy is going to go away for life, etc. The only damage for the midterms is if Venezuela looks like we're spending a lot of resources there, that's where the battle is going to be. And I'll say something. I think people are engaged. I don't get a lot of people attack me and saying, stop talking about affordability. That's not true and all that. People get it. and are concerned at what do we do to win that battle, but also to win the perception of it. 855-839-1210. I know one thing I would do. I wish I could. Every time I go by in Germantown Avenue and see that Shell station that has a sign, 389 regular up. 389 regular up. I feel like going in and saying to this guy, yo, how can this be? I saw people filling up the other day. Do they have money to burn? Is there no gas station? 389? I've seen it 280, between 280 to 287 within 4 to 5 miles on Bethlehem Pike, depending on the independent gas company or not. Henry, what's the cheapest you've seen?
274.
274. I think probably out there, you can tell us if you've seen cheaper than that, Wawa or someplace else or independent gas. How could it be 389? And what kind of maniac would pay that?
A desperate one.
But I see traffic there at times.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't figure it out. Okay. So on that front, we're doing really well. On the other things, I see this guy's rule of thumb. All right, that's a good rule of thumb. 855-839-1210. First call of the new year, I believe. Was he on Friday? He probably was. Joe of Columbus on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Tom, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Joe.
And rest assured, after January 7th, January 8th, I happen to run into Larry David, and I didn't wish him a Happy New Year yet, I will, along with all my other friends.
Yeah, I wish that we could get a train ride up there to Martha's Vineyard and all, like hundreds of us, and get out and scream Happy New Year at him. Yeah.
Oh, God. We'll hold Soros signs wishing him a Happy New Year and everything.
Yeah.
I mean, Soros-type signs, not signs from Soros. Don, my side answer, and after my years were waning in baseball, I played in a league that basically in Burlington and Camden County. We were the only Bucks County team, but we were a collaboration between Bucks County guys and Mercer County guys, Pensbury, Neshaminy, and all Mercer County guys. And we had the honor of playing against the Cherry Hill team that had Al Holland. Right after Al Holland got released from the Yankees and he was looking to hook up with another team. And we had a good team, but we were losing this day to Al Holland. And they're up 5-0, and they're stealing bases. So we got our fireballer in there, and we told him, it was a guy from Cinnaminson who threw the ball in the mid-90s. We told him, you got to take a guy out, you know, of your choice, preferably one of the better ball players. You got to take a guy out. And he in the dugout, he looked at everybody. He says, well, is everybody willing to take an Al Holland ball off the back the next inning? And to a man, we all said yes.
Oh,
and our catcher, who's a pretty cool guy, he played for St. Joe's. He got drafted by the Cardinals. He said, I want to be that guy that gets hit so I can tell my grandkids one day, show them a baseball card and say, I got hit by this guy. So the unwritten rule is, you don't steal late in the game 5 runs up or more, because that tying run is well still deep in that dugout.
All right, I hear you. Now, Joe, let me ask you this, because I am not a fan of this. If you're winning in an NBA game, do you stand there and shake hands while dribbling the ball with the guy on the other team, or do you just play the game out to the end? What's wrong with playing the game out to the end?
Dom, that's exactly what happened in the Villanova-Butler game this past weekend. There's 11 seconds on the clock, and the coaches are walking down the sidelines, shaking hands with each other. It's very uncomfortable. Dribble around, you know, do something. It's a very uncomfortable last seconds wind down of a game. You don't score a basket, but pass the ball around the perimeter.
What's wrong with scoring a basket? I just play the game to the end, Joe. I'm not trying to rub it in. I just do a normal basket. I get the stealing. That's a little bit different, but a normal play. You know, I'm not going to go in and try to do some whirlwind dunk to embarrass anyone. Yeah, I agree.
Well, you know, if the scrub's on the bench, maybe you should give him a chance to score a basket.
Yeah,
you don't do anything aggressive and in their face. You don't do that.
No, thank you. Thanks, Joe. All right, that's the kind of thing we're looking for. It doesn't have to be sports-oriented. It can be anywhere. an unwritten law or rule coming off this. It's going to be a heck of a, let's see, Wednesday here. Henry in the camp, you're not getting the New Year's Day out of me. I don't know that Sean would feel any calls, but I would like the producers to say Happy New Year to everybody that calls in on that date. Why? It's just pleasant. It's a nice thing. It's what?
I think we're going to have Kirk on a Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Kirk, I'm sure, is going to be aggressively screaming Happy New Year. All right. Okay. 855-839-1210. And it is back with us. It's on the sheet today. What is back?
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, we are playing today for a pair of passes to see Sheepdog. The movie's at AMC, the Chamonix 24 Theaters in Bensalem. Sheepdog is a must-see and one of the best films of the year. A U.S. Army veteran confronts his past and finds strength through faith, family, and community. See Sheepdog in theaters January 16th, rated R. All right, Henry, what's the backstory?
Yeah, Dom, so usually I try and tie it in with the side question. I'm not going to do that today. I'm going to tie it in with the news of the day, which is obviously Maduro being captured and seized here in the United States, going to trial. And a lot of, you know, people up and complaining, saying, oh, that's illegal, it's unconstitutional, he can't do that, yada, yada, yada. Frankly, I'm just going to play you The Clash's I Fought the Law, only, of course, it's going to be a cover version and not by a singer. No, I'm going to give you an actor covering this song. Some of the movies he's been, I'm going to try and describe without giving too much away. I'd say his breakout movie was him talking on the phone for 2 hours. I'd say one of his favorite movies of mine was him spending some time in Belgium.
Right.
And then most recently, I think people know him for playing a very famous comic book villain. So I'm going to play you this actor singing The Clash. I want to know who is covering this song.
Break the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the Lord and the law won. I fought the Lord and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the Lord and the law won. I fought the Lord and the law won. I left my baby and it feels so bad. I guess my race.
Interesting interpretation.
She's the best girl that I ever had. I fought the Lord and the law.
Yeah, note the accent on this this actor here. That's a big key in this. All right, so let me say it again. Known for a movie where he talks on the phone. Known for a movie where he's in Belgium. Known for a movie where he's a comic book villain. Want the name of this actor.
855-839-1210. And coming up, this would have definitively been a winner to me, even though I hate this ritual at a wedding. It's advice to single women going to a wedding. All right? And I'll give you what that advice is. It's like one of those rules that is an unwritten rule, and this person really is stating. All right, hit us with that, and you're off to see Sheepdog. Here are the phone lines. 855-83. Any other clue, Henry? You think that's enough?
I mean, the accent. I could give away his country of origin if you'd like.
Okay. Go ahead.
He's Irish.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. What sheriff? Sheriff of Nottingham. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 12.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
It's Dom, Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. All right, get this, and you're off to a great film. Let's hear the sound again. Who's covering this song?
Breaking rocks in the hot sun. I fought the Lord and the law won. I fought the Lord and the law won. I needed money cause I had none. I fought the Lord and the law won.
Irish lad, Dom.
It's a pretty good accent because it's definitely Irish, but not over the top type of thing. You know, I'm getting tired of on a golf channel. The English accent. It's just too much over a golf shot.
You need at least one on the broadcast.
Oh, they have tons of them for some reason.
Could be worse. Could be Scottish.
Yeah. Steve in Bordentown. All right, Steve, who's covering that song?
Is it Colin Farrell?
All right, there you go. That would have been my guess, just without it's the only one I know that, and he's a good actor.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think very underrated. Yeah, the phone movies I was talking about were Phone Booth, In Bruges.
Phone Booth and is an interesting film.
The Batman. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so that's our winner for today. Money Melody back. Henry, are we back with the side thing?
Yeah, we will.
Okay, all right. We'll have the prize on Friday. That's what I'm asking. Okay, yes. Now, here is the, this could be a winner. Annie on Twitter, I should have also posted this one as an unwritten rule. Single ladies, if you're going to a wedding and plan on trying to catch the bouquet, do not wear pants. You may just catch the bouquet. It happened in my wedding, and 35 plus years later, it's still talked about. No pants, ladies. I hate the garter thing going up there, and I can't stand it.
Pants.
That's why she's saying yes. Because if you catch it, don't you have to have them place the garter, do something with that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I've been at a wedding where they've tossed the bouquet.
Oh, what the hell's going on
in America?
Well,
that being said, I haven't been to too many weddings.
All right, somebody break that down there. Yeah, what she talked about, that's what I thought she was referencing. Another, Carrie Marie, ask before you touch can be applied to people like pregnant women in their bellies or someone complimenting another person's hair, like mine.
Oh.
Yeah, now you can touch. You can see it's not fake.
No, don't touch the hair.
That's, well, it's, don't muss it up. You can see it's not fake. All right, now this just dropped at Mediaite, and I'm looking at it as we speak, and it seems to be, now Department of Homeland Security is the one complaining about this and putting it out. And it involves the Hilton chain, which, as we know, is the heir to the Hilton fortune or whatever, is the baby back rib guy, Pritzker. But the Department of Homeland Security just posted no room at the inn. At Hilton Hotels has launched a coordinated campaign in Minneapolis to refuse service to Department of Homeland Security law enforcement. When officers attempted to book rooms using official government emails and rates, Hilton Hotels canceled their reservation. The statement went on, this is unacceptable. Why is Hilton Hotels siding with murderers and rapists to deliberately undermine and impede DHS law enforcement from their mission to enforce our nation's immigration laws? The post came days after ICE stepped up raids in the Twin Cities, coming off Nick Shirley. A Hilton spokeswoman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Now, if they're doing this, and this is what Department of Homeland Security says, okay, given who's running for president and who is at the upper level of this, this deserves a backlash so that they'll never forget it. Imagine these are duly processed government agents. Nope. We're not going to accept your money. As if they haven't heard, this is the same crowd, right? Progressives. If you did this on any other basis, you can imagine what they do. We don't want your money. You're not going to stay here. You're not going to get a room here. This, and let's go back to Nick Shirley. What has he accomplished? Well, Walz has dropped out and wouldn't even take questions. But that's not enough. He's got to be indicted. How many more people? Now the clock is on Cash Patel and Pam Bondi. And I think there's going to be a hearing next week in the House. I know there's going to be a hearing on that. What is it that people voted for? And I would say indictment of people like Walz. If he gets found not guilty, he gets found not guilty. How in the world is $9 billion allegedly stolen in such an obvious manner? So Nick Shirley has taken out Walz. And now, due to this, what's going on in Minnesota, ICE is there. And now we see Hilton caught up in this. What does Pritzker have to say about it? Does he really think they have the right to tell people in the U.S. government that can't stay in a Hilton? We don't want your money. We don't want ICE here. 855-839-1210. So if true, well, I don't think they're posting this without evidence of what's happened here. And if that's the case, then I think what's in order is people to really take a long, hard look at Hilton Hotels. And as I said, Pritzker, I'm not sure of his ownership. You know, he's a billionaire. His father made the money, not this guy. Does this guy look like he'd make the money? He just bought the governorship of Illinois. And he thinks he's going to buy the presidency or something. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210 and we'll get you on board. And as I said, if you can clarify this don't wear pants to the wedding, I think that's what it's about, Henry, catching the bouquet. If you catch a bouquet, then there's another ritual associated with that.
Interesting. I had no idea.
Yeah. How many women out there have caught that bouquet?
Phone in.
Can you imagine if it's guys? You catch this and something happens, it's good. What would happen in a scrum at the wedding? Yeah, these type of weddings, Henry, the big thing is smashing cake in each other's face, which is ridiculous, catching the bouquet, and women looking at their feet as they do the line dance is often something I never understand. I tell Ro that all the time.
Sounds like you got some wedding pet peeves there.
Oh, definitely. Yes. It's interminable, most of these things. But you have not been at one where the bouquet, I don't know if that's an official wedding.
Not too many of my friends have gotten married yet.
Okay. That's yeah. I was going to say, that's not official in 28 states. What's the pants thing about? Is it about the garter thing going on there? And she's adamant. It's still talked about 35 years later. This woman caught the bouquet and she wore pants. I guess you can roll them up. That helps. That's the only thing I'm thinking of here. Oh, and don't wear white unless you're the bride. Yeah, that's a good
one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, who's
easy,
wearing white? Oh, I'm wearing white, too. You might be the bride. Greg in the Northeast. Greg on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Greg, afternoon.
Hey, Dom, guys, and I can say it. I'm going to say it if I haven't spoken to you. It's Happy New Year always until you see that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Within a month, but anything inside January, I think we're all good.
Let's set that new rule. What kind of curmudgeon's trying to take away a simple Happy New Year rather than just, hey, like that when you see somebody, Happy New Year?
Somebody who doesn't like joy. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that have no joy in their life. So
exactly.
But I had a call because I almost steered off the road. About 2 minutes ago, you said, look, single ladies, if you're going to a wedding, don't wear pants.
Yes.
What wedding can we go? We want to go to that wedding. I think every guy is lined up for that wedding.
Oh, did I say no? Well, that's right. Don't wear pants. They're saying wear a skirt. I should have clarified. Yes.
I think so. I'm like, all right, Dom, you're moving up the ladder even more with me. I like your show now. I like the way you think.
Promo, like, Henry. Come on now. Get that running back there. Absolutely. Yes.
I don't know what weddings Henry's going to. We got to move Henry into some better wedding. I'm going to invite him the next time my family has a wedding. He'll enjoy himself.
Well, is there a lot of weddings? A lot of divorces going on there? What's that about?
Yeah, well, what the hell is it? We like to have fun. It's a very costly fun.
Oh,
but it's,
absolutely.
It's there.
What's your side, Greg?
My side is, how many times do you say God bless you when someone sneezes?
Ah, like, what is the, yes.
What if at all, I still will say it. I may go, it depends on if I know the person or not, one or two or three. If I'm sitting at an airport, where most times I will say it once. So
that
I still say
rule.
It. So
you sure you weren't a producer of Seinfeld? You know, of course, you can say you're so good looking, right?
Right. Hold, you're going to hear some. I'm going to tell you something. I have never seen an episode of Seinfeld.
What? Oh,
never.
Greg, what
not
the hell?
One. I've heard people speak about it. I've never seen a full episode of Seinfeld. I'll tell you why. I can't stand George Costanza whining. Just like Friends, I didn't watch Friends.
Oh, Friends, I'm in agreement. Friends is just, I'm in complete agreement. I've never seen an episode of Friends.
What?
He whines too. There's too much whining. I get it. That's part of the show, but I have never seen it. I mean, I've heard plenty of articles, but that's where I come in. If I could say something about the affordability.
Yes.
You know what this is? The affordability is now is the left's word. Because they know they're running out of time. Because I think the economy does pull around rather quickly once the first of the year hit. Now we're into that part. You know, Trump had mentioned it before, giving people the tariff money back. But then he shut that down because he's going to wait closer to the midterms.
All right. Well, I hope you're right in your crystal ball, because we agree, though, this is where the issue is to get addressed. Thank you, Greg. What a great call. I like that one, too. He's got specific metrics. You know, Henry, could it be a side? And we'd have to take people's word for it. I'll be all on the call. It's like Dan has never seen any of The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I'm fine. People are not going to throw stones at me for not seeing Friends.
I'm going to throw stones at you.
Yeah, but it's a very limited group. That show's just
limited. Great. You've never seen it.
I've seen enough of, you know what I mean, it comes on or the end of it or whatever.
Like Nick at Night.
They're not exactly appealing characters to me. Just not. The whole premise is
nothing's
not.
Appealing about the Seinfeld characters.
Oh,
they're all jerks on purpose. That's how they're written.
That's brilliantly written, though.
Oh, no, yeah. I agree. But
I don't think Friends is up there with Seinfeld.
I think Seinfeld's better than Friends. I'm not going to argue that. But, like,
I still think
Friends is really good.
You think that's a side, though? Something you've never seen.
Oh, totally.
All right.
Is egregious. Like,
Right. Yeah. We may have to bring Dan in. How could you not see The Godfather?
At this point.
Like, yeah, at
on.
This
point. It's been 50 years.
And it's all in the call. We might do that one tomorrow. I've always liked that. I'll mount my friend's defense. I think people were with me, not Henry, on the Friends thing. Seinfeld, Roe.
I know Friends has its haters.
Oh, God. Does. I don't think this audience.
I'm just not one of them. I like my shows. I like the show. Yeah. Like, people say the same thing about The Office. Like, oh, it's too cringe. And it's like, it's funny.
No,
it's funny.
The Office is very. I at one point said it was better than Seinfeld. I've since come to my senses.
Tampered that back down. Yeah, but.
Yeah, I back down.
It's the same thing. It's like people think they can only pick like one of the three to like. It's like, I like all three.
All right. The great Scott Presler. I don't think he's ever watched Friends either. He's too busy living it. He's next here on Talk Radio 12.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
10.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show, welcome back. Scott Presler, early vote action here on Talk Radio 1210 in a time crunch. Happy New Year, Scott. Thanks for squeezing us in.
Thank you. Well, I have breaking news if I'm at liberty to share it with you.
Absolutely.
So the reason why I had to put you guys on ice for a moment is I was actually just at the Dirksen Building in Washington, D.C., and I stopped by Senator Thune's office to deliver a message on behalf of the American people that we want safe and secure elections, and it's imperative that we pass the SAVE Act going into the November midterm elections this year. And so I just want people to know that even though it's a new year, we are starting off January strong, fighting on behalf of the American people.
Well, thank you, Scott. Thanks for that. How are you feeling? People asking how Scott Presler, you know, all the stuff that went down here, and I know you needed some R&R, but you rebounded, you're back on stride. How you doing?
Look, I'm flying to Nashville today. Then I'm going to Indiana to hold to account legislators that didn't redistrict. Then I'm going to Naples, Florida. Then I'm going to Texas. Then I'm going to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And then early vote action is having the first big Republican training of the year in Harrisburg on January 31st. And of course, a beautiful Mr. Dom Giordano is welcome to join us. But I tell you, I'm not stopping for a second. And the fraud that we're exposing in Minnesota, I'm sure that there's some fraud that we can also expose in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
I might take you up on that. What day of the week is January 1st, Henry? Do you have that on the giant calendar there?
January 31st is a Saturday,
oh.
And we have a spot ready for you. And even if you would like to even set up and do your radio show and do a broadcast, you know, I think that would be stupendous.
Let me talk to Greg Stocker about that part. But definitely, Scott, I'm looking at if I could squeeze that in to support this, because I've seen you in ways that others have not, like when you were in Avalon and after a snowstorm, riveting stuff. So, Scott, let's talk Minnesota for a moment, whatever moment you have, in that you have been all over the holiday on Twitter and other places talking about your work there and how the fraud, you see, how apparent it is.
Yes, well, let's go over it for a second. Did you know, and this is all, you can fact check me to anybody listening that thinks otherwise, did you know that one registered Minnesota voter can vouch for up to 8 other people, and those 8 other people do not need an ID, and they will be handed ballots, and all they have to do is sign an oath that they are who they say they are? Did you know that one residential facility employee can vouch for unlimited residents of that facility? And those people don't have to have an ID. It is the vouching of one person. And did you know, Dom, that in Minnesota, you don't have to be registered to vote to request a mail-in ballot? So the ability to have fraud in the state of Minnesota, is, and especially in our elections, is so rampant. I would like people to recognize that in 2008, Al Franken only won his Senate election by 312 votes. So, yes, the American people demand fair elections.
And those votes were found, allegedly, after all the voting and the other guy's votes. Norm something said, all right, these are all my votes. And how Franken found those other 300. Yeah. Unbelievable. So, Scott, I know you're in the middle of a lot of action. Seriously, would consider the 31st. Would love to do that and support that. Where do we find you until next week, Scott, at Early Vote Action and all the things you're involved in?
Thank you. Well, earlyvoteaction.com, at Scott Presler. I'm all over social media. And I want to thank the President of the United States, because when we blew up this story, he reposted us on True Social. Elon Musk has been amplifying our work. And I want people to know that although we are exposing fraud in other areas, I remain committed to the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have all of our full-time staff on the ground throughout the Commonwealth, and we hope to help defeat and replace Governor Shapiro with a conservative governor this November.
Absolutely. That would be the biggest story of the year, Scott. Thank you, Scott. We'll catch up with you next week, and we'll start the point toward January 31st.
Thank you, my friend. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Scott Presler in the center of the arena. Back for a moment, and there, that's what he's like. I'm seriously, because it rode like Harrisburg. We've done several things here, so we'll see. All right, here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Unwritten rules. This no pants if you're going to catch the bouquet. If they had called in with that, I've got to say, that is a rule.
Who's wearing pants to a wedding anyway? I'm sorry.
I
don't think I've ever seen that. But again,
I've seen women in pants at weddings. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Ah,
interesting.
Right, some women are self-conscious about their legs. They Hillary.
But that's what the long dresses are for, right?
Oh, yeah. I hate the long dress, by the way, too. Let's put that on the list.
Well, I feel like that's what girls wear now in their weddings. Like,
yeah, I get you. That's whatever. Better than the pants thing, covering it up. But I'm shy. Henry, we have to calm down tomorrow. I think I'll win on the friends vote. I put that up on Twitter. These people hate friends.
Hate. Which is crazy because it was the biggest show on TV
it
for
was,
10 years.
No doubt.
And then suddenly, whatever, 20 years later, it's like, that show sucks.
It's almost like you have to say that. One of those things you have to say, whether you watch it or you have to pretend you didn't. Yes. I think, though, a show you've never seen and you want to defend it, why would I see that? Friends is one for me. Movies, you know, the classic movie. I don't know how Dan walks around not seeing The Godfather.
Yeah.
What would your answer be, Henry?
I know there's one. Hold on. I know. What's a movie I haven't seen?
You've seen most.
I've seen a lot.
Yeah.
But I know there's some glaring omissions on my... come back to me.
Okay.
Because I can't think of it right now.
Let's go to the great one, Joe of Exton. Happy New Year, Joe. Welcome back.
Yes. Hello, Don. Good afternoon and Happy New Year. From a side answer, you're at the Academy of Music to attend a concert by the Philadelphia Orchestra. And the unspoken social etiquette is that everyone stand for the playing of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, of course. You mean people were not?
Yes.
Wow.
I went to a concert once and I was standing for the Star Spangled Banner, and the person behind me was sitting down.
Did you say anything, Joe?
No.
That's a tough thing there. That's a good one though. Henry, you have a sense, right, of how peaceful Row is, calmness and all
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, totally.
When we were on the boardwalk, though, we go up three or four times. North Wildwood, I guess all Wildwood, plays the national anthem at a certain time. Is it 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock? I got to think. And just the seething and the look and the stare down. You'd be amazed. Thousands of people are dead still for about 45 seconds, right? There are people that just continue to bike through it or ride their Seri through it or walk through it. It is just a stunning thing. Like, what do you say to those people?
Yeah.
Now, she's even gone in and asked the guy the skee ball thing, could you stop the noise of the skee ball, the pitch, while the national – and the guy agreed.
Yeah, it is distracting.
It's pretty nice to say, oh, the worst, to see parents with their kids. Do-do-do-do-do. And every eye in the world, I can see people seething, looking, come on. Is it you don't know what's going on here, or you will not cease and desist for 45 seconds
yeah,
or
have
so?
Some decorum. Here,
yeah, like. I could see it's 5 minutes. You're at the shore. You know, it's a tradition. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, it is the lightning round next. Something that is an unwritten law. You heard Scott Presler, what he's up to. Great to have him back with us. By the way, tomorrow, and we're trying to get him on, and he might be doing interviews. We have a new CBS News anchor, and the CBS News now says point four of their five principles is CBS News loves America. Oh, man, you can't say that. Now, does that say, hey, that means whatever Trump does, what the hell? It's America. We'll do what we want. Is that what they're saying? Oh, you read it that way, potentially.
I read it like, well, it's hard to say. Like, did they not love it before?
I think they're saying that.
In their own way? Like, well, I understand, I like, you know, obviously not a lot of people agree with CBS, but like, way they loved America, I guess.
I think what they're saying is maybe it was unclear before. We're reemphasizing because I don't see NBC or ABC saying they love America as a principle of their news. I think it means in a gray area or a slightly gray area, you're not going to immediately be on the side that's going to go on the attack. That's not what the news necessarily has to do. If it's something where they're wrong, yeah, you have to. But I'd love to get him on to hear him answer that question. Well, why did, or Barry Weiss, but I think I bet he's doing interviews. They're really trying to say this is not the bad aura that's attached. Well, I think it's also because it's an outdated concept. What are they going to tell you at 6:30 that you don't know from social media, talk radio, or something else?
True.
We're instantaneous. I mean, I saw Adam Schefter today. He's taking phone calls on the set of
Get Up. Yeah, he does it all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Black Monday.
Yeah, while all this is going on, I'm going to listen to a guy 8 hours later saying, Eagles coach Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, 6 p.m. Sports Center. It's
right.
We knew this already.
Yeah, it's like 3 seconds after it happens. 855-839-1210. Grab a line.
This is Talk Radio 1210. WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, what a busy day. One note, and we'll be on it tomorrow. RFK Jr. announcing that our vaccination schedule around measles will be similar. Not sure, I just saw it, of all vaccines, to what Denmark does. All right. Is going to be a whole lot around this. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on the Lightning Round on Talk Radio 1210. Earl, what's yours today?
Oh, Merry Christmas, Tom.
Oh, thank you.
And I used to work for A&P years ago, and I still see it today when I go anyplace shopping, is if you go and you pick something up and you decide that you don't want it, you have one of two options. Either go and put it back where you found it, or take it to the register and tell the cashier, I don't want this, you know, could you put this back, please? Because, last year, I was at the BJ's Wholesale Club, and I'm walking through the dog food aisle. And sitting on a bag of dog food were two packages of frozen lobster tail. $120 worth of lobster tail that someone had left in the dog food aisle. Luckily, it was still frozen solid, and it was able to be put back. But that could have sat there for days, and they would have lost $120 worth of product. I mean, we always used to make a joke about it. Hot dogs in the magazine rack, where people come up and decide, oh, I don't want the hot dogs after all, and they stick them in the magazine rack. Especially perishable food. That's what really ticks me off, is where they're taking perishable food, and they can't even put it back in a refrigerator or frozen area. It sits there, and it rots, and it goes bad.
All right, that's a good one, Earl. Very practical, without a doubt. Scott in Mount Laurel. Hi, Scott.
My problem with the Eagles is when they run the ball more than they pass, they go 9-0. The rest of the time, 2-6. Obvious answer.
Okay, well, here's the conspiracy of the day. Were they trying to show with the backup quarterback, we could pass the ball, that Jalen Hurts is the problem?
Well, maybe, but my whole thing is I don't care which quarterback it is. They win when they run, and the only time they're 2-6 when they passed more than they run this year, and both times was when they blocked a field goal or an extra point.
My point, though, is maybe they don't like the criticism of Petula and all, and they got blown up a little bit yesterday trying to prove something, maybe.
I'll tell you what, I think yesterday proved that Petula is the problem, not the quarterback. I don't know who's in there.
He's a problem. Yeah, he's a problem. Right,
and it's not just him. If they wanted him to run the ball more, they would tell him to do it.
Yeah, true. What's your side?
My side is holding the door for the next person. If you're within a certain distance,
what's
gotta
the
hold
distance?
That door
what
for the next
distance?
Person.
What's the distance?
You know, I never measured it out, but let me say, I'm going to say it's a judgment call. I'll go with maybe about 10 feet, maybe?
Oh, I go, 15, I go to a 3-point shot. Now, if you go to a 3-point shot, though, does a person mean to have to speed up to get there at the door?
Yeah, and then you're in. That's inconvenient.
Okay, how attractive is the woman you're holding the door up
that's
for?
That's different.
If it's a block away, well, she's
that
attractive.
Would be like half a
hold
mile.
That up. Keep that door open, buddy.
Yeah, that would be a football field. If you're single, 2 football fields.
And make sure she's not wearing pants. I love that wedding tip. Steve in Bordentown. Steve, what's yours?
If you're trying to have like a little party in your backyard,
yes.
Whether it's a picnic for your kids or something, and the neighbor comes out and starts cutting the grass and weed whacking, and then they get that blower and they start blowing,
God.
And you're trying to have a nice little party, and that
God.
Happens.
Oh,
if I ever
have.
Did something like my father would have smacked me in the back of the head, and that would have been the end of it. But
you just
can't do that. That's just respect.
That is a great one. If it happens, can you imagine the maniac doing it? Don, you close it out on Talk Radio 1210 in Franconia. What's yours, Don?
Mine is, if you're walking down the street with a young lady, you always walk closest to the street.
And why is that?
I don't know, but I was always told to do that.
Well, it's because elements can get splashed up. The car can go out of control. You get hit and she doesn't.
I guess chivalry isn't dead.
All right. Thank you, Don. That's right. Hold that door open. She's a block away. I'm still... Hey, buddy, let me come in. No, I'm holding the door here. Can't come in.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, you took all these great calls today. Who did you like?
To me, I honestly think that my favorite ones that I have gone so far was the sneezing and saying God bless you. And then also I got to go with the original one from the beginning of the show. And that was from Lance with the snow days digging yourself out of a parking spot.
Yeah, I'm trying not to have that appeal to me too much. That's in my top 10 rules of life. But Henry, how about yours? Well, first of all, can you imagine Mondami and I debating? I'd be over that topic. What does Mondami think if you shovel it out? Do you get to keep that space? I can just imagine what he
space.
Would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Comrade.
Yeah, comrade. Come on. Calm down, comrade. What do you say, Henry?
Yeah, so I second the Lance call. I mean, yeah, don't take my spot. I shoveled it out. Another one I liked is Earl of Tacone's, you know, putting things back where they belong on the shelf.
That was a good
giving
one.
It to someone else. Because there's, way too many times you see something, you go, that doesn't belong here at all. And then if I had to give another one, I'll give Scott Mount Laurel. No, I'll give it to Stephen Bordentown for cutting the grass because that seemed very specific to him. I can't believe people have done that to him.
Yeah, I know.
Seemingly.
It doesn't seem like it's done, but that was
maybe
great.
He needs better neighbors. I
got
to
say, though, I was intrigued with Greg today. Because of the who he says, how many sneezes, and the whole thing. And just the call was a lot of fun. Let's put Greg in.
Greg,
yeah,
in.
I usually agree with one of you guys, but they were good. They were really good. Tomorrow we might do this thing of what haven't you seen that shocks people. And you say, no, I'm not going to comply. I'm not going to go and see friends tonight. You can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. We'll put the poll up and ask, is Henry right or am I right? Come on, you got to see friends. To what redeeming value would I see associated with that? It's not art. It's nothing about it.
It's not art. That's... Oh, is Seinfeld such great
yes,
art?
Yes, it is.
Come on.
Oh, just the coinage, how they affected the culture, the catchphrases, the subtlety of what they got convicted of was beautifully done.
What does "we were on a break" mean nothing to anyone anymore?
All right. That may be the side. It may make its way through. And again, RFK Jr. and this vaccination schedule following Denmark. We may have on the former ambassador to Denmark this week, Carla Sands. I think she's a big...
Yeah, I'm looking to nail her down. Yeah,
Trump supporter. I'll ask her, do you wear pants if you're going to catch a bouquet? I got to ask that of some more guests. We'll have to ask. I'm trying to think John Yoo the next time he's on. John is a legal question. What are my rights if I'm catching the bouquet? You can hit me on Twitter with that. That's what I think the tweet was all about. If it's about something else, I plead ignorance. Hey, great to be back post-holiday. Rich Cioli is next today with 4 big hours. And again, follow on Twitter at DomShow1210. And based on today's premise, be sure to say as many Happy New Years as you can. Just think about it. Larry David is wrong about Alan Dershowitz. He's wrong about most things. He was a great Steinbrenner, though. The whole premise, they captured Steinbrenner's character. And the greatest sitcom movement, Seinfeld defense, was the opposite. Just think, if every instinct you have is wrong, do the opposite and how that might work out. I just couldn't get over that premise. All right, Rich is next. Follow on Twitter at DomShow1210 here. All that on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.